Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I want to get this started quickly because we've got a lot to cover with our good friend Steve Del Bianco. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Hey, Steve. By the way, folks, Steve is the executive director of NetChoice, NetChoice.org, an organization we've been telling you about all morning. So please go to that website and check them out, see the hard work, the great work that they're doing. And I'm proud of what they've done there at NetChoice.org. Steve, completely different topic. As you know, and as my audience has heard me say, I'm concerned that we've been living an analog life in the marketplace for 10,000 years, and wherever fear and greed has gotten out of whack, we've been pushing it back with analog solutions like laws and ethics and morals and regulations and money and insurance and things like that. But those are analog solutions. Now we live in a world where leverage is becoming more and more digital, which means it's moving faster than the analog solutions. You saw that when you were part of the USB Microsoft case. Technology went right around that lawsuit. My question to you is, with your experience with ICANN, a global consortium managing the assigned names and numbers that we all have, with your experience of that, if it became compelling enough, do you believe there could be a global non-governmental, but just enough good actors around the world to manage a network of trust that people would subscribe to and abide by and prevent digital fear and greed from reaching equilibrium and doing something existential? What do you think?
That's a really interesting idea, Jim. I harken back to when the League of Nations was created by President Woodrow Wilson after World War I, because at that point, things had gotten so ridiculous with respect to nations going to war that somebody had to do something. And they created a new global institution. It didn't succeed, but it became the United Nations. And
I don't want to head in that direction, because United Nations is a joke.
That's one of the reasons, example. Jim, is it's just government, that the United Nations only government get a vote. Right. They stick up their flag to vote, and only governments, and every government gets one vote. So it really hasn't involved the private
sector. I'm not talking about government. I'm talking about because ICANN is not government. Right?
ICANN is a multi-stakeholder, right? So it involves the private sector, all the businesses that build out and run the infrastructure for the Internet. It involves civil society, right? Privacy advocates, free expression, and human rights advocates. And it involves the technical community, the ones who design the Internet protocols. But right there at the table, governments are part of it, too, because governments use the Internet to do business. And governments are the only ones that can put people in jail, and then often to
But they can't override the consortium, can they?
Anybody who violates a law in the United States is going to be subject to prosecution in the United States, whether or not they were part of ICANN.
So that's an enforcement element of the consortium.
It is. It is.
All right. I would be okay with me, but okay. Just high level. I don't want to get in the weeds. I don't want to get into details too much. Do you believe that Earthlings have gotten to the point, or could get to the point, where a global consortium could develop a network of trust that people subscribe to that would hold digital fear and greed in the equilibrium?
I think it could happen, Jim. There's only two ingredients needed. There has to be participation by governments. They have to be willing to yield some authority to the multiple stakeholders.
Right.
And number two, there has to be an incentive for businesses to participate. They have to believe they get something in return for adopting these standards. They get something in return for participating. So there has to be an opportunity.
So one thing the network would have to not do is to infringe on their sovereignty.
That's right. Governments won't.
Which I think could happen.
Right.
I think the network could not infringe on the sovereignty. That wouldn't be part of the network's purview.
And yet, right now, today's world, a Romanian hacker can act with impunity since his government will take no action to stop them. So jurisdictional and borders might insulate people who are who are performing fraud and crime.
Right.
So how do we reach across borders? And sometimes you have to take things into your own hands. We have
well, this
to be able to intercept and stop their traffic. And I think you have one of the potential ideas there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, I've really been wanting to ask you that question a long time. Folks, there's nobody on the planet who could have answered that question like Steve Dabianco did just now, I promise you. Hey, Steve, thank you for being here. Keep up the good work. You know how proud we are of all that you're doing. And come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate all that you do.
Steve Dabianco, ladies and gentlemen, netchoice.org. Go there and check them out and see what they're up to. You'll be smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.